Come on. You coming free? Come on. Out here at the farm today. Beautiful, beautiful day. Actual clouds in the sky. God made clouds today. Hey, you see where they sprayed earlier this morning. And the residue's still out there. They're still brightening, cloud brightening is what they call it. Solar radiation management, where they spray a thin layer just to kind of white it out. And the dark blue skies that I knew as a kid are rare, if any, anymore. Now you get this light, a real light colored blue, and as you go to the horizon, it gets whiter and whiter and whiter. But for the most part, these are God made. And you can see a couple of jets flying up there, a couple of commercial jets. They're leaving short contrails that disappear. Not the long lines that you see that linger forever. But, you know, that's what I was saying before, you know, the British Isles, the United Kingdom, it just passed, that they're gonna be able to experiment using chemtrails, solar radiation management. Like I said, that's the mask coming off. And that clover, the clover has really come out this spring. Ain't no cows over in here to eat it, though. All the cows are over in the other pasture. All right. Chemtrails are still spraying. And we got a crazy dog out here. Crazy Mexican dog. Out here on the plantation of Slavelandia. Guess all of you little slaves, good little slaves, have done your duty and got the IRS satisfied. The IRS is happy and you paid your pittance every April 15th like a good little slave. Well, supporting genocide, fill out a W-2 so that your employer will take out the money at a steady pace. And at the end of the year, you won't owe anything. Maybe you can get a little refund because it's your civic duty to pay the damn thieves and support genocide, to support whatever policies that the selected, because your president is not elected, it's selected. Just like all your congressmen, they're bought and paid for. Generally bought and paid for by the Israel lobby, AIPAC, and other little Zionist little groups. And they're supported by the government who sends Israel $3, 4, 6, 7 billion a year. And that money is just laundered into all these Jewish groups Zionist groups to turn around and pay off the politicians that sent them the money in the first place. And so, if you fill out these forms and you're a little obedient little slave to the corporate entity known as United States of America, but it's the United States of Socialist America, fascist, authoritarians. But if you sign up for all that, you're a little bitch and you support genocide. You support whatever the hell they want to do. They want to kill people in Yemen, I'm a supporter of that. Matter of fact, I don't really give a shit. I don't care. It's what your attitude is. Most Americans' attitude is, I don't care. I don't give a shit. As long as I can watch my TV shows, drink my beer, and have me a weekend, I don't care. I bitch and moan about taxes and everything, but really, as long as I can get by and get my toys, like my side by side and a little camper and a boat and a couple of cars and a nice little McMansion 5 foot away from the other person with a 30-year mortgage and payments out the wazoo. As long as I can do that, I'm a happy camper. I don't care what they want to do. They want to lock people up for saying something against Israel. That's all right with me. Ain't nothing I can do about it. Yeah, that's the attitude of most people. Most people out here in the hinterland. Kind of pretty out here today. What in the world are you going to do? Yeah, MAGA. You understand what MAGA was all about, don't you? It's about hopium. Hopium that Donald Trump gonna turn things around, make us free again, bring the economy back, bring manufacturing back. Make us all free again. That was a crock of crap. That's for sure. We're over there bombing Yemen for no damn reason at all. Except to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars. They don't give a damn about how many people they kill. To borrow billions and billions of dollars so that the Federal Reserve can create billions and billions of billions of dollars to devalue the currency and eventually get us to a digital currency that they can control, that it can turn off and on, to control what you think, or what you speak, or what you buy. In other words, just to control society and own everything. Nobody cares. Nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to notice. And that's okay. Really, that's okay. Because in the end, God wins. In the end, God wins. And everything out here is going to be restored to the way it was, the way it should be. But until then, we've got to face the fact that these evildoers are hell-bent on culling the herd and controlling everything and destroying everything that is good. And it doesn't matter who sits behind the resolute desk. And it doesn't matter who rules over France or Russia or China or the USSSA. They all work for the same entities. They're trying to destroy the world economy so they can reset it to your tokenization. So that you, if you're a good little obedient little slave, your social credit score will be high enough where you might be able to do some things. You might have some kind of liberty. But if you're a dissident and you speak out against some of this craziness, they'll cut you off. They'll deny you service. And anyone that's affiliated with you, anyone that speaks in your support, your friends and your neighbors will, if they help you, your social credits will go down. They'll get cut off. You'll soon find yourself alone. And they'll come and they'll lock you up, put you in a camp. Be not, you know, be a whole lot better than them old boxcars and everything. Shoot that, but throw you in a nice van, Mercedes van or something. But nobody notices. Nobody cares. They're too busy. Too busy entertaining themselves with the Kardashians and I don't even know who's on TV anymore. Doesn't do the damn TV. Maybe that's what you need to do. Turn off that damn TV. Start paying attention to what these people are actually doing. Start using your voice for something other than damn whining, other than them. Start to speak out. Start to say no. Not enough of us say no. Ain't much they can do about it. But don't take a lot of us saying no. Don't take a lot of us. Sometimes you can't get this gate closed good. There we go. Alright. Anyway, boys and girls, it's time to think about what side of this thing you're gonna be on. Are you going to remain silent or are you just going to go along because it's nice and easy? And or are you going to turn around and get up off your ass and say something? Huh. Man, that's the question of the day, question of the year, question of a decade, question of a lifetime. You're just going to let all this go? Do the best you can and hope that you get by and leave all this shit to your kids and all. Something else to think about. We'll go on down the road. Till next time.
If a government claims a right, And then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you find that, you realize that the goal...